Alright, here we go.
I like to come here to study because no one's around, so it's really quiet. Especially on evenings like this.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for helping me study, Adam. I'm sure you know a lot more about chemistry than I do.
What? Me? No.
Yeah.
Well, although I am technically made of chemistry, so that's right.
What?
Nothing. Let's just start with chapter two.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I think we're on 645.
So it's still going at 1 minute and 8 seconds.
Anyway, I think the professor wanted us to learn how to balance reaction equations.
Yeah, I need to go over that.
So how many of those phases?
Working at it?
Oh, I don't know, man. I've kind of got a lot of stuff accomplished, so it's kind of like under a stop sign.
Are you
just going?
Yep.
Okay.
Is he someone you know?
No, I have no idea who that guy is.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Is he cleaning the air?
I don't know. Sir? Excuse me, what are you spraying?
Fragrance? Set the mood?
What? We're just trying to get some studying done, so if you could stop playing your music.
It's not really a violin.
I know that, but if you could just come back when we're not here, that'd be great.
Serenade, saw some chemistry.
Now, can you believe that guy?
Do you think what he said is true?
What?
That there's chemistry between us?
I don't know what he was talking about. probably just the chemistry book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, when you say it like that.
Okay. I can turn a vacuum mold into a flower.
Come on. I want to speak to your manager. Why do they keep coming back? It's not like there's nowhere else to clean right now.
Seriously.
Oh, perfect. Excuse me, there's a problem with one. Hey!
Oh, good to see you, buddy.
Are you being serious right now? Why didn't you go get your manager?
Mentor.
Yes, one of my employees. What was he?
Of course, he was manager.
Magic?
Magic? It's a vacuum. What did he do? Well, Whitney, I hope you like this.
Oh, actually, I do.
Really? Why?
Because it came from you. I mean, honestly, I've liked you since the first day of class when you raised your hand to answer a question.
I like you too. I just didn't know you were interested.
You had me at amphoteric oxide.
Looks like my work here is done.
Thank you so much for watching 49 episodes of Studio Z. Man, our 50th episode is going to be lame.
Mr. Smith got the farm, much to Barnaby's chagrin.
Am I in time for supper?
Indeed you are. Father May Smith, Johnny Smith, supper time.
Johnny didn't have a middle name, because they couldn't afford one. And if he did, he would have sold it for deodorant money. He had a problem.
Uncle Barnaby, I can't shake the feeling that you're trying to steal the farm.
Maybe because that's what he does literally every time,
said Martha May, the girl.
Well, to make you all feel better, let's drink a toast. Except I ain't thirsty, so just...
He poured from a special glass.
All right, now, drink up.
They tried to drink, but the liquid had melted their cups.
What did you say? I said, time for plan C.
Oh, okay. After dinner, they all went to bed, except Johnny snuck out back to shave his upper lip. That night, Grandpa Smith came to Mr. Smith in a dream.
Your evil brother Barnaby!
Why?
Because he's going to steal the farm, you nincompoop.
This was news to Mr. Smith, just like it was every time.
He wants to tear up the corn and plant prescription meds. Because he thinks a pharmacist is a farmer.
Well, what do I do?
Well, you make a bunch of hotcakes.
Dream Grandpa died suddenly, and Mr. Smith woke up in a cold sweat. It was Mrs. Smith's sweat.
Hey, sweetie.
He couldn't help thinking Barnaby was after the farm or something. He was nervous the whole morning. Nervous when he read the paper. Nervous when he cooked breakfast. Nervous when he signed away the deed to the land.
Dang it!
Papa, you done lost the farm. We've been swindled.
I'ma take this farm and grow some prescription drugs. Ritalin, Adderall, Benadryl. I'll make a fortune.
Farmers ain't supposed to make money.
You get, brother. About time y'all live in Nebraska.
They love Nebraska for lots of reasons.
Everyone?
But the biggest one was bad judgment.
Get that D's! No, sir!
Barnaby started throwing rocks. The first rock killed Grandpa again.
Yeah.
The second rock hit Johnny, who was experimenting with growth spurts. The third rock was actually the deed.
Yeah.
And so the Smiths were saved by Deus Ex Machina. And they lived happily ever after. Unless this video is popular on YouTube, then they'll have more problems in a sequel. The end.
My dear family, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye on things, but as I lie here at death's door, all our differences seem so silly to me now. I want you to know that I love each of you very much.
Dad, I don't know how to say this, so I'll just say it. Last year, when your credit card was stolen, it was me. I took it to buy that Mercedes. I'm sorry.
I know. I staged the whole thing, and now I have your confession. I'm actually perfectly healthy. This was my clever ruse to capture you and your lies.
Clever, old man. But not clever enough, I'm afraid. The joke, in fact, is on you. You see, I am dying. I've only been given 6 months to live. I didn't want to say anything until after we had mourned your passing, but it seems that you find death to be nothing but a tool to use for vengeance. I hope you're happy.
Matt, I don't know what to say. Listen, when your Mercedes was stolen, I was the one who took it. I needed to settle a debt with a man named Jose Delgado, a powerful crime lord. I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as you will be. Sister dear, only a fool would fall for the same con twice in a row.
Well, I'm truly surprised, Matt. You played me well. Not that it matters, because I am dying.
Oh, please, you can't possibly...
This is my doctor. And a sworn affidavit that states I will be dead within the month. I've already had my tombstone engraved. You two should be ashamed of yourselves, pretending to be dying when here my little girl is about to leave us. Oh, Mallory, forgive me. I was the one who put the bomb in the trunk of the Mercedes which killed Jose Delgado. It's my fault his family now seeks you for revenge.
I knew it was you.
This man is actually a taco vendor.
And this tombstone is made of candy.
Thank you, Mother. As much as I deserve. Not that it matters anymore.
Oh, here we go.
I don't expect any of you to believe me. Not after all of this. But, it doesn't change the fact that I've been ill for some time. I don't expect I'll live to see the next week.
Mom, this isn't gonna work. We're not idiots.
I know you're tough. I raised such clever children.
Knock it off, Mom.
Just look at us all. The stealing and the lies. I let you down, didn't I? I was never there for you enough.
Honey, we're not buying this, right, kid?
I've been a poor, useful mother.
He's right. If anyone's to blame here, it's me. For 20 years, I've been the right-hand man of the Delgado family. I put this on all of us because I wanted to take over the crime ring.
And now I have the proof.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So, to be clear, no one is actually dying?
No, I ran a marathon. Okay, I suggest that we never speak of this night again. If the Delgados hear any part of the story, you know what will happen to each of us.
I know exactly what will happen. For I am Jose Delgado!
I thought you were dead.
No, I'm afraid I am very much alive. But sadly, I only have a few more days to live.
This story happens in a horrible place where it's always Nebraska, but never Christmas. Nebraska. This is Mr. Smith. It's his birthday, so he's sending out invitations. And this is his son, Johnny. It's also his birthday. In fact, it's the whole family's birthday because the county hospital is open one day a year, and you gotta get the timing just right. This is Mr. Smith's daughter, Martha May, and his wife, Mrs. Smith. She can't talk because she was jinxed as a child.
Who are you inviting to the party, Pa?
My brothers.
But, Pa, they're evil.
They always try to kill us and steal the farm.
They are your kin, and it's their birthday, too.
Pa?
Now, one more word, Martha May. You're in enough trouble already.
Martha May had recently become a Democrat, which broke her father's heart and Nebraskan law.
Now, where was I?
Greetings, brother. We're here to... not kill you.
Now, what'd I tell you? Come on in!
Mr. Smith's brothers had all tried to become farmers, but missed. Pharmacist. And farm seller. Red Sox farm team. Law farm. So they've all been jealous of him ever since he got the farm. And the girl. The only girl in Nebraska.
Well, brother, we've just been dying to see you all.
Yes, the wait has been killing us.
Now we're getting all choked up.
We are going to murder you. I don't know that expression.
So, brother, I understand that your offspring has brought shame upon the farm, mingling with liberals and whatnot.
I bear no blame for that. Martha May is only a Democrat because Mrs. Smith and I carry the recessive gene.
And
because
times are changing.
Oh, hush. Nebraska ain't even got any Democrats on the ballot.
But if there were, she would have voted for them if she were old enough to vote. And women could vote.
Well, we should all go wash up before eating.
All right, boys, here's the plan. I'll poison them with these pills. Then I'll hit them with my bat.
And once they're dead, I'll sue them.
Y'all need some ants?
No one needs your ants. Now it's settled then. Today we kill them all and the farm will be ours.
She's trying to say something. What is it, girl? What's wrong?
I know. Text it to me.
Martha May was right. Except about global warming.
Family, it's been this far.
Mr. Smith had captured his three brothers. The farm was secure.
Martha May, your liberal cynicism saved our lives today.
What do you intend to do with us? We don't want the farm. We just want the money.
That's what this is all about? Well, heck, you can have my subsidy checks. I don't cash them because money takes all the fun out of farming.
So the Smiths lived happily ever after. And the Smith brothers were once again rewarded for bad behavior. There were no lasting consequences whatsoever. The end.
Wow, this place is gorgeous.
It is so much bigger than I thought it would be.
Hey, we should take a family photo.
Oh, good idea.
Excuse me, sir. Yes, would you mind taking a family photo?
No problem.
Thank you. Here you go. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Come on, girls.
All right,
here we go.
Everyone, say cheeseburger on three. One, two, three.
Cheeseburger.
I think you caught me saying burger. Kind of an ugly sound.
Right,
so.
Right.
Do you mind taking one more photo?
It's not that big of a deal.
Look, honey, I didn't travel all the way to London to have a picture of me making the most unflattering sound in the English language. Okay?
Sure. All right. Okay, everyone. Double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger.
Okay. I must have not made myself clear. Could you choose a different word besides burger?
Let's try a few then.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, say wart.
Wart.
Sweetheart, shut up.
No.
Fungal.
Try again.
Leakage.
Leakage.
These are everyone's least favorite words.
Oh, I've got it. Everyone say, Furler, Hammer, Big Newton, Murphy.
Okay. You are
are done, sir.
Honey, don't.
Why would you have us say that? And why would you guys say that?
She told us to.
Oh, so if he jumps, tells you to jump off a cliff, you're going to say, Hannah, Hannah, she said to come here.
You are overreacting.
Okay, look, sir, all you have to do is hold up the camera and push a button. And all you guys have to do is sit there and smile.
Actually, the fungal one turned out pretty good, so.
Great.
All right, sorry. Cheers.
Son, could you come in here for a moment?
Yeah, what's up?
Have a seat. Stacy, your mother and I know that you've probably been wondering why you look different from the rest of the family.
Dad. Mom, I'm 18 years old. I put it together a long time ago.
Stacy, you're not adopted.
Wait, what? I don't know if you guys are trying to spare my feelings or whatever, but have you seen our family pictures? I mean, stop trying to protect me.
We're not. We're telling you, you're not adopted. You were, however, switched at birth.
Yes.
What?
When you were born, there was a bit of a mix-up at the hospital.
Did the doctor just give you the wrong baby?
Not exactly. I was walking out of the hospital and I bumped into this beautiful woman and we both dropped our babies. We had a good laugh over that. When we picked you two back up, we must have switched you.
How did no one notice anything different?
We only had daughters until you came along. We were a little confused, but we figured, well, he's a boy. He's not going to be just like his sisters. Some things are going to be different.
Not my skin color!
I know this comes as a shock, but if it makes you feel any better, your biological mother reached out to us as soon as she realized there'd been a mix-up.
When did she realize it?
This morning.
How did no one put this together? I put it together when I was four.
Are you saying we're stupid?
Yes!
You make some fair points.
Oh. Okay. I did not expect the conversation to go this way. But even though you're not my biological parents, which should be obvious, you're still my mom and dad.
Oh, Stacy, we love you. My boy.
Oh, that must be your biological parents.
We invited them over for dinner. Okay, guys, what do you want to do now?
Nothing. That's the best part of Thanksgiving.
No, let's do something. Let's go around the room and say what we're grateful for.
I would be grateful if I didn't have to say what I was grateful for.
Great. Who wants to go next?
You tricked me.
What?
I'll go. I'm grateful to have such good friends so that we can all be together for the holidays.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Whitney, why don't you go? Let's go around in a circle. Okay. I'm really grateful for my boyfriend, Adam. He's really sweet, and I'm just the luckiest girl to have him.
Well, I am grateful for the last Hunger Games movie. Did not disappoint.
Wait a second. I don't think Adam's done.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
I'm also grateful for Natalie's famous chocolate cream pie. Yeah.
So I guess he's not done, Mallory. Oh, cool, Ed. Adam, is there anything else you would like to express gratitude for?
I am also grateful for the big game today.
You hate football.
Yeah, I know. I just couldn't think of anything else.
Really? You couldn't think of anything else?
Puppies.
And?
Sunshine.
And?
The, dry erase marker.
No helping. Okay. How about I go again? I don't think that's loud. Adam, I grateful for my sweet, thoughtful, amazing boyfriend, Adam.
Thank you.
Now, what are you grateful for?
I can't really talk with your hands like this.
What are you grateful for, Adam?
I'm grateful I'm not Adam.
Oh, no, speak too quickly, Stephen. Adam, my sweetest, my dearest, my love.
Yeah, I've already said 16.
Then say it 7, you lovely man. Say it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, it's just a brain fart.
I'm so thankful for Whitney's mom who made me this sweater. Yeah, where?
We're over, Adam! Adam, go after her!
Are you kidding me? I've been trying to get her to break up with me all year. I'm really grateful that this happened. Mallory?
Hey, hope you're enjoying these family sketches.
Yes, and guess what? There's time to watch more family sketches. Family, isn't it about time? I just seamlessly worked that around. Keep watching.
Hey, Mom, what is it, sweetie? I'm just working on a school project about family stories, and I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Sure.
First question is, how did you and Dad feel the day I was born?
Oh, that was a great day. One of the happiest of our lives.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as we came home from the orphanage with you bundled in our arms.
Wait. Mom, did you just say orphanage?
Oh, it's not what you think. Your father and I were in the Peace Corps at the time, volunteering at an orphanage, and I went into labor and had you there.
Wow. That's crazy. Keep going.
Well, as soon as we left, we knew we had to treat you as our own.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been going for almost half an hour.
Okay, wait, that's the question. Was I not your own?
Okay, here we go.